Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Carlos, welcome back to Citi Field. This is game 12 of 17 in a row right before the All-Star break. When you're in the midst of this, it's kind of natural to get tired, and then there's the break coming, and so guys are thinking about that. How do you stay fresh during this run?
Yeah, look, and that's one of the things that we've been talking as coaching staff is make sure that we keep our energy and that the mentality of today's game is important. Obviously the break's coming up and it's easy to get caught off on what are we doing and things like that. And it's, we got to take care of business. Big game today, big series next 6 days. Obviously going to the break, so yeah, staying locked in. And trying to keep guys fresh as much as possible. It's nice to be back home for a 7 o'clock game after the last couple of days on weird game times. But look, the guys are feeling pretty good, and we're ready to go.
We heard a lot about Francisco Lindor and Brandon Nimmo just in the last couple weeks to months, buying dinner and keeping guys together. And I know in Pittsburgh especially, there are a couple of nights that there's availability to get guys together for dinners, which do help in moments where the season gets tough, the dog days are happening. How important have the veterans been in moments like this for this club?
Yeah, huge. And they started doing that early in the year. Every time we got to a city to a decent time, they make sure that they got together, and the beauty of it, sometimes the staff was involved, some of the, support staff, whether, the bat boys and things like that, they appreciate, what people do behind the scenes, and just for them to get together outside of the baseball field, which we don't get too many opportunities here at home because everybody's got something to do, obviously with the families and things like that. So it's always good to have that as a team, and I'm glad that Francisco and Brandon took over, that type of leadership role.
Got a rematch of the 4th of July today. Jake Irvin against Jose Quintana. That was one of the fastest games we've seen probably all year. A day you hope that Jose Quintana replicates, but how does the offense maybe change things up against Jake Irvin?
Yeah, look, he was on that day. He was one of those where the 2+ pitches that he has, he was commanding it. He was laying it for strike, whether it was a fastball to get ahead or was a curveball to get ahead and then to put hitters away. He wasn't nibbling. He was just on the attack that day, and we couldn't catch up to his fastball. And then when we needed to make adjustment, we had a hard time doing it. So hopefully, second time here. A couple of the guys, JD and Bader, in the lineup today, which they didn't play that day. And hopefully, we'll get something going early here.
Now, when you play the Nationals, I think the total is 7 games in 11 days. It's kind of easy to look at the numbers for the year and tendencies, but how much do you trust your eyes now, having seen them last week for 4 and this week would be the last 5, 6, 7 before the break?
Yeah, you're always trusting your eyes. Whether you're playing a guy, a lot as of late, the way we've been playing these guys, there's always information, but guys will make adjustments, and then as the game progresses, you have to be able to make some adjustments. What the game is telling you, your eyes are telling you, they're good hitters, they're good pitchers, the way they're running bases, and there's a lot of different things that goes into a game, and especially when you get so familiar with a team by playing them, so many days in a row. In a short period of time, same way it goes for them. They get to know us, and then the plan of attack, how the pitchers are going to attack us, how we're going to attack them, and who's is a cat and mouse game where we have to be ready, and I feel like we're in a good spot.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yeah, you got it.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.